This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Paul O'Neill. I'm coming up from Plymouth, and I'm on the electrician's course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Paul O'Neill, who is doing his electrical practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Paul, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Could you just brief us on your career up to date, please?
From leaving school, I went into the armed forces and the Royal Marines. I did 13 years there. 1996 it was, I joined the police. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Well, that's a very interesting career, Paul. And after you joining the Royal Force and being in the police for quite a while, what inspired you to enter the electrical industry?
I think I can retire from the police in about 7 years, but I'll still be fairly young, 52. And I wanted to do something after I retired, but I wanted to work for myself. And I'd always been interested in being an electrician from when I was a child, really. And I had some guy do some work for me. And he'd come through this route, not trained for trade school, but the same type of training. Mm-hmm. And he recommended it, so I looked into it then and took it from there, sort of planning for my sort of retirement in the future, really, from the police, but to work for myself.
So it's more than a long-term perspective.
It is a long-term, yeah. And I'm not in a massive rush. I've given myself a lot of time to get qualified and build up a small sort of business by the time I leave.
It's interesting because people with little or no experience, they might be reluctant to enter an industry like the electric one. And what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, I know why you say that. But I thought I would, if I attempt something, I'm going to put a lot of effort into it, and I'm sure, you know, I could achieve it. So that didn't bother me too much.
Well, obviously you fancy changing career to develop your potential further after your retirement.
Yeah.
And how did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
I found it on the internet, really. And there's several other people providing courses, but I think it was just judgment through the the internet, really, to see what they could all offer me, really.
After you enrolled in the course, you came down to do your practical training.
I did my initial week 1 and 2 in Southampton, and I've come up here to do the 3 and 4 because it was closer. I could get in quicker.
Mm. And how are you finding your practical training in centre?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.